The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For Ask the Expert slot, and this week we're talking about the room outside. And normally dealing with the room inside is interior designer Avril Murphy Allen, but she's going to talk the garden now. Avril, good morning and welcome.
Hi Pat, how are you?
So is it very different designing for the garden as distinct from inside?
The same rules apply really. So I suppose where I would start is, as always, inside. So just have a quick look and see how your access to the garden is, because the most important thing is that you can get out there easily. So sure. When the sun does shine, I mean, this is kind of a fun day to come in on the worst wet day.
So nice sliding patio doors on the same level as the patio outside.
Absolutely. And if possible, if you have a small window, think about dropping it to the ground so you get more daylight coming in, or possibly turning it into two little French doors because so that it's easy access.
Yeah, the room outside has two functions. One, you're looking at something, you're bringing the garden in.
100%.
And if you can go outside on a nice day, you've got an extra room.
Absolutely. So where do you start? Garden furniture, we are a small island, so we don't have a huge amount to offer. There's either very cheap stuff available or there's very expensive. And the middle ground is a bit thin in terms of picking up inexpensive garden furniture.
But there are things you can do, like if you wait till the end of the season, you can pick up high quality stuff at a discount.
Believe it or not, this is already the end of the season. So there's up to 50 to 70% off. I just checked all the websites this morning. So now is a great time to go shopping for garden furniture. So think about what you want though before. It's the same rules as inside. Don't rush out and buy something that doesn't fit in the garden. Measure your space. Think about what you want to do out there. So are you going to lounge? Are you going to dine out there? And then think about what furniture will fit in that space.
And then I suppose you've got to think about whether or not it's weatherproof. I mean, you put your cushions out there, it looks lovely. Then there's a sudden shower and you're sitting on a wet cushion.
It has to be weatherproof. And that applies to the material. So do you go for teak? Do you go for aluminium? Do you go for recycled plastic as opposed to plastic, obviously?
I know, I'm talking to people about teak. They say, teak, because the advice would be in warmer climes, let it silver. Don't varnish it. Let it silver. It'll age gracefully. It'll look great. But the problem is in Ireland, it's damp.
That's a personal choice. So it does go very silver, but it will ultimately rot when you let it go silver. That's wood for you.
Yeah, but warmer climes, if you've got intense sunlight regularly, it dries it out. Yeah.
It bleaches it back, so it's a lighter grey. In Ireland, it tends to actually go black because we would get a little bit of moss growing in it. But that's, again, it's maintenance. You need to sand that back every year and varnish it up otherwise, or oil it up, teak oil. And if you are going for wood, you should really look for the FSC stamp of approval so that you know that it's coming from a sustainable forest. There's just like small things you need to look out for when you're buying furniture. And also, if you are shopping online, because it's so easy in Ireland to shop online, it became very popular during COVID. Just read the reviews. That's my most important thing, is to say read the reviews. Read the best ones, but read the bad ones. You want to know if it's going to turn up.
Now, one of the things that people do, we were talking about a patio, which could be a concrete or a paving patio. But this one, I installed a large composite decking about 10 years ago. It's a nightmare, cracking and collapsing in places. It has also brought rats. We don't use it anymore. Mm. Any suggestion how I should replace it? That's from Pat and Rathmore.
Yeah, so I'm actually delighted you brought it up, because somebody tried to sell us composite. You need to have composite foundations to put in a composite deck. So it's actually quite expensive. And the other thing is, it is not zero maintenance, because composite has little grooves in it because they want it to look like grooved teak. So you have to steam out those grooves or moss will grow in it. And because of the cavities underneath, it is that, you know,
it's a haven for any critters.
They can be attracted to it. So I would say, I know you've spent a lot of money on it. I don't really like composite. It goes hairy. And by hairy, if anybody does hill walking, you know, those little ladders we go over in the countryside and they're a bit hairy, that's composite. So that it doesn't really weather well in Ireland. It will last a long time because it's plastic, it's from a plastic. So unfortunately, I would say take it out.
Now, generally speaking, the garden furniture that you buy, whether it's a table or chairs or whether it's a lounger or whatever it might be, how weatherproof do they tend to be these days? There was a time a lot of stuff was made of cast iron or whatever, and that, of course, rotted and rusted.
Yeah.
Aluminium?
Aluminium would probably be the best one outdoors, but do you want to be looking at aluminium all winter? I mean, it's in the garden. If you don't put it away, I would stock teak away, either indoors or under a cover, a bit like a furniture cover or a barbecue cover, so that it's not in the
elements.
But
you know these aluminium framed with rattan, which is not real rattan, but some sort of plastic rattan.
Yeah, look alike.
I mean, you can leave them out.
You can leave them out. You know, the rattan will fade, but if you go for a light colour, then it's not going to be an obvious fade. And cushions have to be put in. You know, even if they're actually weatherproof cushions, the water will seep in through the seams. So the next time you sit down, that water will squeeze out from the sponge underneath of the foam, you know. So you just have to think ahead. It's Irish weather.
And of course, those aluminium chairs will blow away in the wind.
Yeah, you lose them the next storm. That's true.
Okay, what about storage? I mean, are there boxes that you can put your cushions in available? How big are they? How useful are they?
Well, yeah, I guess get your cushions first and see what size storage you need would be the first thing. Secondly, I've seen in people's gardens, beautiful, they look like beach huts. So they design the barn a hut to look like maybe two beach huts so that it's pleasant again to look out of. If you don't have a very big garden, it's really nice to look at something that's pleasing to look at as opposed to an ugly storage, because you're going to be looking at that storage again all winter or during the summer.
Okay, so we have decided that we want to have, say, a couch and a dining table and a few chairs.
Yeah.
What then do we do to make it the room outside?
So as I said in the beginning, you measure up first of all, make sure you're not buying furniture that's too big for the garden, and then do a little layout. And planting, of course, is very important. Obviously, I'm not in to talk about the planting, but I love something like Annabelle hydrangeas, because even on a rainy day, the light coloured heads on them, they look like little bulbs in the garden. So you need to surround your seating with planting so that it's not very hard. And the firmer the surface, like if you go for a tile or a lot of cement in the garden, there's going to be a lot of echo. So think about introducing a lot of plants and wood so that the sound is absorbed.
Now, here's one of my bugbears from a texter. Any recommendations for good solar lights? Mine only last the year, and by the time it's summer again, they all need to be replaced. In other words, they won't recharge again because you've put them away for the winter. Yeah. Not expensive to replace, but not great for the environment if you're tossing them out after a year.
That's actually a difficult one, because I have bought solar lights from different companies, the same ones, and some of them will last 2 to 5 years and some of them last a year.
I've got some that are there forever,
one
or two, and then I've got some of last year's that won't glow.
Yeah, I bought two sets. One is in my friend's garden. Hers are still lighting and mine are gone. And this came from the same, you know,
manufacturer.
So, but it is still better to have solars, because you don't have to go out and switch them on. You don't have to run electricity to the other side of the garden. And there's nothing nicer at night time when you're inside looking out the dark window and you've little pockets of light. Makes your garden bigger.
What about heaters?
I think
to extend the life of your garden.
There's a couple of great heaters. There's one out now recently. And can I say where it came from?
You can, of course.
It came from Ganley's in Athlone, and it burns a sustainable sourced wood, soft wood. So that they're pellets that you put into it, because obviously we don't want to be burning too much gas in the garden.
Yeah, sure.
And so if you check out their heaters, I'm not sure what's left available at this time of the year. But again, a budget is a big thing when you're doing the garden. I would prefer to put money by and buy two decent pieces of furniture than buying one cheaper piece, you know, and wait a year until you can afford it. And the same with the heater.
Now, there's one further thing. We have put a kind of a mat, a carpety thing down, and it's an all weather thing.
Yeah.
And it works very well.
Yeah.
And you can then take your power hose and clean it every year, because it will get a bit kind of mossy looking.
Yeah, yeah. But then it's also...
It can finish the whole
It's absorbing
effect.
Sound, finishes the effect, makes it a little bit cozier. It's a great idea. It's going to last forever. I'd say you'll have that for about 200 years.
Yeah,
good bit of plastic in there.
Plastic, so of course,
you better enjoy it now for 200 years,
well,
Pat.
It will last. It's not to be discarded anytime soon. So that's it. The room outside, a welcome addition to any house.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Has to be done.
By the way, a text come in, solar lights, just buy new rechargeable batteries for them. I've tried that. You know, I'm handy enough with things like that. I took them apart, put rechargeables that I bought in Woody's, didn't recharge.
Yeah.
You know, so there may be some sort
There's some. I have a solar pump in the garden. I mean, that's another a really nice addition to a garden, because the water will absorb sound, so it stops your neighbours hearing you. And stops you hearing your neighbours. But I didn't want to run electricity out of it, so I put in a solar pump. So I can't see the actual water, but it runs it for enough during the evening, the light will run it. And again, like, you get a couple of years out of them. Changing the batteries is a good idea. I must try that one.
Very good. Avril Murphy-Allen, interior designer and artist on The Room Outside. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.